USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state's first-in-the-nation primaries in New Hampshire is leading towards Senator Bernie Sanders. Pete Buttigieg is close behind.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Behind Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
The people of New Hampshire, because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada.
Klobuchar's campaign is planning to expand staff in Nevada, South Carolina, and other Super Tuesday states. Despite trailing, Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign is still hanging on.
If we have the courage to fight hard, we are going to win.
Senator Michael Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're dropping out of the race. And Deval Patrick plans to suspend his campaign on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Harvey Weinstein supposedly wanted to testify at his rape and sex assault trial in New York City, but his lawyers said no to that. Now the disgraced movie mogul's defense team has rested its case. It's preparing closing arguments expected tomorrow. Weinstein's lawyers took just 3 days to call witnesses in an effort to raise doubts about his accusers' claims. Virginia lawmakers have approved a bill that would give local governments the power to remove Confederate monuments. The bill allows for cities and counties to alter, cover, remove, relocate, or contextualize the monuments in their public spaces. Over 200 breeds competed at the 144th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, but a standard poodle named Siva took home Best in Show. Her handler, Paul Kloss, says,
"This is her final show. She's been out for 2 years, campaigning up and down the coast, out into the middle of the country."
A Whippet placed second, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The World Health Organization says it hopes to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus within the next 18 months. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said the vaccine for the virus, which the organization dubbed COVID-19, will take time to develop, and said that countries will have to make do with available resources in the meantime. The global death toll from the virus rose to 1,107, according to health officials in the Chinese province of Hubei. The city of Wuhan is announcing new restrictions on citizens, allowing only one member of a household to make one shopping trip every 3 days, while also quarantining entire buildings in some cases. Beijing also called on countries that have placed a restriction on travel to China in an effort to curb the spread of the virus to restore it to normal relations for the benefit of the global economy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. household debt exceeds $14 trillion for the first time ever. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York releasing a report that says Americans increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter as more households took out loans to try to buy homes or refinance their existing mortgages. That report also says total debt for people ages 18 to 29 rose to a new record of a combined over $1 trillion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.